On October 22, 1734, when Daniel Boone was born, there was no United States. Back then, there were 13 colonies that all belonged to England. The Boones lived in the colony of Pennsylvania. Like many settlers in the area, the Boones were Quakers. They shared the land peacefully with Indians of different tribes. Rolling hills, green valleys, and rich black earth made it the perfect place for a boy like Daniel to grow up. He was the sixth child of a farmer named Squire and his wife Sarah. The Boones had 12 children altogether. Daniel fell in love with the outdoors almost as soon as he could walk. He hated to be inside. It was the woods that felt like his true home. Daniel would do almost anything to avoid being cooped up in the family's log cabin, even risk his life. When he was about 5, smallpox struck the area. It was a deadly disease. The Boone children were forbidden to leave the house. It was the only way their parents could make sure they didn't catch smallpox. Daniel was miserable. He decided it would be better to get sick. That way, once he was well again, he'd be allowed out. Once you've had smallpox, you can't catch it again. He and his sister hatched a plan. One night, after their parents went to sleep, the two snuck out. They headed straight to the house of a little boy who had smallpox. They wanted to make sure they got sick. So they crawled into bed with him. Then they ran home. Sure enough, both little Boones fell ill. They were lucky, though. They survived. Daniel was tough and scrappy. If something bad happened, he always bounced back. Though he was small for his age, he was hardy and very strong. By age 5, he could chop firewood with an axe as big as he was. Daniel also had a fierce, independent streak. He liked being alone. Although he had many friends, he stayed somewhat apart. His parents soon saw how stubborn he could be. Like many men of the day, Squire punished his children with a beating. He'd strike a naughty child with a rod until the child asked for forgiveness. But Daniel refused to say he was sorry. The beating would go on and on until Squire simply gave up. In 1744, when Daniel was 10, Squire bought a big grassy field 6 miles from home. His cows would graze there. For the next 5 summers, Daniel's job was to care for the herd. Each day as the sun rose, he took the cows to the pasture. Each day as the sun set, he brought them back. Those were perfect months for the boy. He spent all his time outside. When Daniel wasn't guarding the herd, he went hunting. With a spear carved from a tree, he went through the fields hunting birds and other small game. His eye was sharp, his instincts keen, and he had no fear. Soon he could find animal tracks that older hunters had missed. Daniel learned a lot about the land on his own, but not everything. Perhaps his most important teachers were Indians, especially the Delaware. The Delaware tribe was friendly with the Quakers. Hunting with braves, the young men in a tribe, taught the youngster tracking and trapping skills. The braves also showed him ways to survive in the forest, how to stay warm in the snow, how best to cook fresh meat. Daniel learned the ways of the Indians to respect all of the natural world. Soon, he set aside the black clothes Quakers wore. He dressed in buckskin and grew his hair like a brave. He wanted to be a man of the woods. When Daniel was about 13, Squire bought him a long rifle. With such power in his hands, Daniel became an even better hunter. Now he could bring down larger game, such as deer and wild turkey. He became the best shot in the family.